This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is apparently seething over the House impeachment inquiry into his conduct after Democrats subpoenaed the White House about contacts with Ukraine. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
In a series of tweets Saturday, as his motorcade ferried him to his Virginia golf course, President Trump defended his comments and lashed out at critics, calling the impeachment proceedings in the House a fraud against the American people.
This is what's wrong.
Traveling in Greece, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed questions about Trump's attempts to push Ukraine and China to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden.
Instead, you get caught up in some silly gotcha game.
Adding,
we know exactly what we were doing there. We were trying to create a situation where it wouldn't be a corrupt government.
But in his own tweet Friday, Republican Senator Mitt Romney said it strains credulity to suggest that it's anything other than politically motivated, noting the only American citizen President Trump singles out is his political opponent. Ben Thomas, Washington.
North Korea's top nuclear negotiator says working-level nuclear talks Saturday with the U.S. in Stockholm ended shortly after they began. Kim Jong-il said outside Pyongyang's embassy that the negotiations have not fulfilled our expectation and finally broke off. Saturday's abbreviated talks were the first formal negotiations since U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed in June to restart them after they collapsed in February at a summit in Vietnam. The February talks broke down over how to pace sanctions relief with steps to dismantle North Korea's nuclear program. Iraqi officials say five people were killed in Baghdad as police fired on anti-government protesters Saturday. Demonstrators began taking to the streets last Tuesday. So far, nearly 100 people have been killed. This is VOA News. Protesters returned to the streets of Hong Kong Saturday in face masks, just hours after a ban took effect and following another night of violence. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has details.
Many protesters were undeterred by the mask ban and marched through this central district. Others took to a Hong Kong shopping mall to read out a declaration of a provisional government, calling for the suspension of the chief executive and the cabinet. The UN human rights chief slammed the face mask ban and called for an investigation after the past week saw the worst outbreak of violence so far. Businesses too are suffering in an economy on the edge of recession, and the shutdown of metro stations, many shopping malls and supermarkets is a new blow.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Evidence has emerged that the man who killed four of his co-workers in a knife rampage at Paris's police headquarters Thursday might have been a religious extremist. We get more from Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters.
It had been previously reported that the killer was a convert to Islam, but prosecutors say that he converted about 10 years ago. If he was radicalized, it's not clear how or when it would have happened. Police also declined to say if religion played a role in the actual motive for the killing. Officials have said there were no previous causes for concern about the employee, and shortly after the attack, French media, citing police sources, said the attacker had a grievance with his managers. Three police officers and an administrative worker were killed before he was fatally shot.
That's Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Thousands of residents of Pakistan-held Kashmir rallied Saturday on board vehicles and motorcycles to press for their demand that India lift a two-month-old clampdown in its controlled portion of the disputed region. The protesters in Pakistani-administered Kashmir were calling for the region's independence from both the countries and were headed to the line of control, which divides the Himalayan territory. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist government on August 5th unilaterally scrapped a decades-old constitutional semi-autonomous status for the country's only Muslim-majority state. New Delhi has since deployed tens of thousands of additional troops, cut phone and internet services, and arrested nearly 4,000 people. And a homeless man wielding a metal pipe rampaged through New York City early Saturday, attacking other homeless people who were sleeping, killing four and leaving a fifth with serious injuries. Police have arrested a 24-year-old suspect. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.